One sunny day, a bull and a pheasant were grazing in the grass. Looking at the huge tree at the edge of the field, the pheasant said, "Alas, there was a time I could fly to the topmost branch of that tree." The bull said, "Just eat a little bit of my dung every day, and within 2 weeks you will get to the top."
"Oh, come on, that's rubbish," the pheasant said.
"Try it and see. The whole of humanity is onto it," the bull replied.
Very hesitantly, the pheasant started pecking. 2 weeks later, an old farmer, rocking in his rocking chair, saw a pheasant on top of the tree. He pulled out his shotgun and shot it. The moral of the story: bullshit may get you to the top, but it never lets you stay there.
Dear Joseph, sometimes my dreams and my waking life are all so mixed and confusing that I sometimes wonder if there is any reality at all.
When the chicken attacks her, ripping 4 inches of fabric out of her best trousers, she knew it was time to start telling the truth. As the bird's beak made contact with the seat of her pants, she let out an ear-piercing scream.
If you listen, you can hear it. If you stand quietly at the foot of the garden, in the middle of the street, on the roof of a house, sandwiched between the late sleepers and the early risers, there is a miracle of silence. And this is a pause worth savouring, because
we live in deeply unsettling times. It feels very tempting to put your fingers in your ears and shout la 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 to drown out the terrible noise our politicians are making left, right and centre. Tempting, yes, but wrong.
No coats today. Buds bulge on chestnut trees. And on the doorstep of a big old house, a young man stands and plays his flute. I watch the silver notes fly up and circle in the blue sky above the traffic, travelling where they will. And suddenly, this paving stone, midway between my front door and the bus stop, is a starting point. From here, I can go anywhere I choose.